You lay out. You and a you.
The one nice thing is when you send them all down the road to be slaughtered, you can always keep a few for yourself. But that's a one thing that, as a farmer, that I think most people that live in a metropolitan area have lost contact with, and that's the immediate direct relationship between animals and people. And whether you own the animals or simply eat them, there is a definite relationship there. And city folks lose a lot. They really do. I mean, I eat my own livestock. That's how we eat here. We raise turkeys and pigs and sheep and cows and everything else, and we eat them. And it's a pleasure to know that I can do that. And you know what goes into them, and I think I'm better off for it, and I think they're better off for it. There's a lot, too, with the that people don't understand is when they go to the store and, you know, buy hamburger or buy steaks, they don't understand when they pick out that piece of meat and they complain about the prices and whatnot, what goes into that piece of meat. You know, it's really hard to explain to somebody that, you know, a cow is not all steaks or all roasts or all round steaks or chucks or whatever. That along with that, you have, you've got your brisket and your flank and your neck, and most people wouldn't take those cuts home. And I rather enjoy trying to utilize as much of a single animal as I can, simply because they gave up an awful lot for me to eat and enjoy that. And it just seems like a small thing that I could do is to, instead of complaining about having to put up with ribs, to eat them. If you're here long enough today, we'll show you how to butcher a ram.
Ram, the last one to you.